Episode 3260, How Can Parents Serve Their Child Well in the New Year?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is coming to a beautiful close. Yes, because it is the last Friday of 2023. Yes, it's time for celebration. It's Friday. Yay! Which means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And yes, are we going to let it all hang out on our last Friday here? How can parents serve their child well in the new year? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, it's every parent's dream to see their child flourish in all aspects of life, right? Whether it's in academics, personal growth, or truly developing strong social skills, whatever it may be, like reaching their dreams, not yours, but theirs. So how can we as parents serve our children well in the new year? Because as we step into a brand new year, I don't know about you, but I think about how I can best support and guide my children. Now, sometimes I have that quick, aha, I know exactly what it is. And other times I'm flabbergasted, like there is no way I know what to do in this season that my child is in. And I'm left speechless. In fact, my thoughts go 20,000 different directions. And I'm thinking, Lord, why did you give me this child? Why am I in this situation? There is no way we're going to get through this, and I am going to totally flop as a parent. Yes, believe it or not, I've had that conversation many times with God. Now, ultimately, do I make mistakes? Yes. But God catches my child, praise the Lord for that, each and every one of them. And also, it's not that long of a fall. Yeah, I may be older, and it hurts a little bit more and stings, but the fall still isn't that great. Because most of the time, we as parents, we're trying to do our best. And when you're trying to do your best, that's all you can ask of yourself. Because quite frankly, our children, well, I don't know about you, but mine did not come with a how to raise them manual. It'd be great. And if it was, we would have 20 kids per couple. Like there would be no problem. But kids are hard. And parenting is that rewarding job that you never get paid for. And once in a while, you get told, Mom, Dad, thanks for doing such an awesome job. But those circumstances are usually like only, you know, five times out of your entire lifetime. You can literally count them on one hand. So take a deep breath because you're in for a ride. It's a brand new year. So you get a brand new start too. You thought weight loss was a big thing, right? What if we all had the outlook of raising our kids well? How do you think that would change the generations up and coming? How do you think that would impact our world? How do you think that would impact your community? Oh, wait, how would that impact your own home? Regardless of the season that you're in right now with your child, you can support your child well. And it may seem like impossible at first thought, but you know what? You got this, and it all starts with the heart. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Start with the heart, and that's their heart. Sometimes we try to do things our way, thinking that, oh, well, I know if I was their age, I would want this. Well, I can tell you now what's happening in their age. They have some of the same feelings, but they are being approached differently. So therefore, our approach has to be different, right? Did you grow up with a cell phone? No, none of us who are raising kids right now grew up with cell phones. We may have had access to them eventually. We did. I don't know how many kids after it was. Probably, well, I think it was our first child. But I will tell you this. It was one of those big brick phones that literally you only used if it was an emergency. Because number one, the cost of it. And number two, I mean, they didn't have plans like everybody had a cell phone. You know, you were still dialing in to the landline phone because not everybody had cell phones. It wasn't like now. So we have to start with the heart. And when we do that and we look at that first, then everything else can fall into place. Now, that doesn't mean we always get it right. We can only do our best in what we know right now. And then know long term, when you have those moments of reflections, like, I probably could have done this a little bit differently. That's fine. Learn from them. Because we all fail as parents, right? We do. We all have our mishaps. But as long as you start with the heart, it's really hard to go wrong. So what does it look like in real life when it comes to raising kids and helping them well into the new year? Number one, cultivate open communication. This is so key. I mean, this should be like our whole thing for the next year. If we all could learn how to communicate, our world would be so much better. I mean, in all aspects, you name it. I don't care what country you live in. If we had better communication across the board, it would be different. But specifically in today's fast-paced world, right, where distractions are aplenty, it is vital for parents to create a nurturing environment where their child feels comfortable sharing their thoughts and feelings. You do not want your child to feel more comfortable on Twitter or Snapchat or TikTok or wherever they are, more so than they feel talking to you. Now, there will be moments, and that's okay, moments, but it shouldn't be all the time. So truly cultivate that open communication. Plant the seeds necessary. Regularly engaging in meaningful conversations helps parents to better understand their child's hopes, dreams, fears, and challenges, right? And when you have this open communication, it fosters trust and strengthens the parent and child bond. That's what we need, that stronger foundation, which is crucial during both the good times and the bad times, those rough patches that are going to come. It's not going to be easy. Embracing a new year means embracing new opportunities for growth and connection. And as a parent, I encourage you to prioritize open communication with your child. Listen with empathy. Validate their feelings. Whether you agree or not, validate them. And create space for them to express themselves. This sets a strong foundation for their emotional, intellectual, and personal well-being. Are you doing that? Because if you haven't and you haven't done it well, then start there. That open communication. And you know what? It starts from the day that they're conceived. So you got a two-year-old running around, start working on that open communication. They need to know right from wrong, yes and no. You need to set those boundaries, and it all starts with communication. Number two, set attainable goals. Goal setting is an empowering practice that can guide children towards success and personal fulfillment. Like, woohoo, I got this, Mom. Parents can help their child identify realistic goals that truly nurture their passions and align with their abilities. Not somebody else's, not your dreams, but theirs. Whether it's academic achievements, extracurricular pursuits, or personal milestones, encouraging your child to set goals teaches them the value of perseverance, resilience, and self-motivation. Mom, Dad, you're not going to be able to be there all the time. Yes, you should say things enough that they hear that positive little birdie on their shoulder when you're not around, but they have to learn to motivate themselves. They have to learn to say, you know, I want this for me. Through my own experience as a parent, I've witnessed the transformative power of goal setting, whether it's their academics, whether it's their dreams. So encourage your child to dream big, but also guide them in breaking down their goals into manageable steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And this helps them build confidence, resilience, and a sense of purpose as they work towards achieving their dreams. Set those attainable goals. And again, it's all ages, right? Our grandbaby, our grandson, is 3. And he was going through potty training. Now, I didn't sit down with him and take out this huge big whiteboard and say, okay, we're going to write down that Sunday through Saturday, this is what it's going to look like to potty train you and how we're going to go about doing it. I didn't do that, but we did set the expectation as to what we wanted to accomplish. And at times it was just don't go poop in your diaper. I mean, as simple as that. And it was like, we got to go to the toilet. Now, something may have happened between telling us and getting to the toilet. Well, you can't discipline them for that because he's like, but I told you, I just couldn't hold it because he's learning. right? But you set those goals, you set those expectations, and those expectations really should be considered goals, not, oh, I expect you to be an all A student all the time. That's a different conversation. That's not what I'm talking about here. Goals are saying, this is what you want to gain from it. Think of a goal as gaining something, okay? Whether it's a learning experience, whether it's the next step to something, okay? Set those attainable goals. It's a check mark that says, woohoo, I did it. And that can happen at any age, even when you're potty training. I know, I just did it recently. And finally, number three, encourage the whole approach. We're talking about well-rounded development. While academic success truly is often placed at the forefront, and unfortunately we say that, but also there's a whole idea as a football, you know, fanatic here, because I love my football, and I don't know about you. Are you enjoying your bowl games? I mean, come on. Have you seen some of these catches? Oh, these throws. I mean, I've been amazed. I mean, my house has been just a little bit lit up by my voice because I've been cheering them on. But you know what? What if we reacted to our kids the way we react to bowl games? What if we encouraged them from the whole approach? Life is not just all football. Life is not just about all academics. Life is what? About the whole approach, right? And we've got to recognize that as parents, the importance of a holistic development. So encouraging children to explore diverse interests and hobbies, it helps them to discover their talents, their passions, and potential. They may even discover a gift that they've been given because they tried something new. Exposure to various activities nurtures their creativity. It helps with their critical thinking and problem-solving skills, all of which we need all of it. We need to raise up generations that can do all of that. So by supporting their child's exploration, right, we as parents lay that foundation for well-roundedness when it comes to development. As parents, it is our role to provide opportunities for our children to discover and explore their unique talents and passions. By encouraging their interest, we help them develop self-confidence, resilience, and the courage to pursue their dreams, saying, yes, I want to go for that. Let's provide them with a safe space to engage in various activities that foster intellectual, physical, and emotional growth. There's just something about the whole approach. So, from one mama who loves her football, guess what? My kids only played football up to a certain point. None of them were collegiate. None of them finished high school and lettered in football. Nope, none of that. They did play it. My three boys did, and they can say they played it. And that's as far as it went. And guess what? That's okay, because they were not given what they needed to do to play football. It wasn't in the cards for them. And guess what? That's okay. That doesn't make me, as a woman who absolutely loves her football games, love them any less, right? In fact, I love them more because they found their gifts and their talents and their interest. It wasn't about my love for football and the game. I can still watch it. I can still follow somebody else's story, right? So be very careful on your approach. Are you pushing your own dreams, or are you pushing for your child and serving them well? That's the key. There is a difference. Parenting in the new year, my friend, is an opportunity for growth, connection, and empowerment for both you and your child. So by embracing open communication, goal setting, and encouraging the whole approach, we as parents can truly serve our children best because we are giving them our best. As you embark on this new chapter, prioritize your child's holistic growth. Help them become confident, purposeful in their actions, and purposeful as an individual, ready to tackle any challenges that may come their way. And just because the ball drops doesn't mean we drop the ball as parents either. Support your child well this new year. Stretch yourself as a parent and be your child's biggest ambassador. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend and happy new year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.